Hi, I'm Adam Davidson, and this is Radcast, hosted at www.radamdavidson.com. It is Tuesday, May 13th, 2014. I'm going to go ahead and play a file from yesteryear. This is a commercial that aired in the 80s. I remember it very well. For some reason, this commercial really stands out in my memory. I'm going to play just a little bit of audio from the YouTube, see if you can remember it. And if not, you'll still get the idea. Here we go.
Could be something to it.
Ben Randall, commenting on Time Life's Mysteries of the Unknown.
I've always been a little curious about unexplained phenomena.
Ever since when something's about to happen?
Well, yeah, but...
Ever experienced deja vu?
Sort of. Like, I went into this 19th century farmhouse and I just...
All right, so these two guys are at dinner for some reason.
I'm not ready for
and
that.
And they're talking about weird stuff.
Mystic places?
Hands him a book.
Talks about the Nazca lines being runways for alien species.
He opens the Time Life book.
Interbreeding with ancient Peruvians.
Weird, right?
Did they?
Read the book.
Read the book.
Read about Aleister Crowley.
Do you remember this?
Honeymoon night in the Great Pyramid.
He starts asking questions.
What happened?
Read the book.
Read the book.
I'm ready to order.
The books?
And the food. Waiter?
Classic 80s TV commercial. I can't get enough of these things. I remember this vividly from when I was a kid, where this guy would start talking about things that he knew about or had heard about but didn't understand and couldn't explain. And so this other guy happens to have the entire Time Life book set with him at this fancy business dinner restaurant kind of place, business lunch, whatever. And every time the guy starts to ask more questions, the other guy with the book says, "Read the book." Do you remember this at all? If you don't, it's okay. You're either too young or you're outside playing, which I was not doing if I was watching this Time Life commercial. So why do I bring this up? Why do I bring this into the mix of our conversation? It's because Time Life just announced that they will be releasing the Time Life books series or system or box set or whatever that they used to have back in the 70s and 80s and early 90s. These things were advertised constantly. You could get the Time Life Home Repair book set. You could get the Time Life Mysteries of the Unknown. There were literally dozens of different compendiums of these Time Life collections. And now Time Life is saying, yes, we're going to bring back the Time Life books brand. And the two things they're going to release are World War II and 500 Photographs. That's one set. And then they're going to also do a set of Time Life books on everything you need to know about the Bible. The books are $17.95 each, and they will probably follow the same path that all the other Time Life books followed in publishing multi-volume sets, and you'll be able to buy them in installments. Like, oh, I got to get my next Time Life book. Oh, I got to pick up the next one, so I got the whole set. Or you can buy it all at one time for a couple $100, whatever. I'm so fascinated by this for two reasons. One, I've got great memories of that commercial where those two guys are sitting at dinner, and I'll put a link to it on the post so you can see what I'm talking about. It's such an awkward dinner conversation. Who carries a box of books with them to a business dinner or business lunch or whatever? First question. And the first reason that I enjoy it so much, because it's something from the 80s. But two, this is the real reason I bring it up. Who would have guessed in 2014 that we would be reading about how a company decided to put the money and the time and the effort and whatever into publishing an actual bound book? This would be considered ludicrous by our 2003, 2004 standards of what the internet would do and paperless society and all that. They're actually coming out with more books. Fascinating. And the two things they're going to talk about are World War II, which obviously reaches a very wide audience. And then the other thing is the Bible. They're going to talk about the Bible, everything you need to know about the Bible in these volumes. Fascinating to me that they're really putting their money into publishing a book. Weird. Two, that they're going to be using these topics of World War II and the Bible. Are people interested in the scripture? Absolutely. Is the Bible a mysterious book full of conundrum and odd cultures and odd times, odd people? Yes. And do people want to understand it? Yes, because they're afraid they're missing something. So this is where the church steps in. Hello, the church. Talking to you. We are a people who are all about Jesus. And Jesus is the Word made flesh. He's the Word of life, the Logos Zoe. People are really longing not to know the Bible. What they really want, whether they would say it this way or not, what they really want is to know the person who is God, and that's Jesus. Pretty exciting. And if you want to know more, read the book.